I heard a crow cawing somewhere, and I looked up. The park shimmered with snow so fresh, so dazzling white, it burned my eyes. It sprinkled soundlessly from the branches of white-clad trees. I smelled turnip korma now, dried mulberries, sour oranges, sawdust, and walnuts. The muffled quiet, snow quiet, was deafening. Then far away, across the stillness, a voice calling us home, the voice of a man who dragged his right leg. The green kite hovered directly above us now. "He's going for it, any time now," I said, my eyes flicking from Sohrab to our kite. The green kite hesitated, held position, then shot down. "Here he comes," I said. I did it perfectly. After all these years, the old lift and dive trap. I loosened my grip and tugged on the string, dipping and dodging the green kite. A series of quick sidearm jerks, and our kite shot up counterclockwise in a half circle. Suddenly, I was on top. The green kite was scrambling now, panic-stricken, but it was too late. I had already slipped him Hassan's trick. I pulled hard and our kite plummeted. I could almost feel our string sawing his, almost heard the snap. And then, just like that, the green kite was spinning and wheeling out of control. Behind us, people cheered. Whistles and applause broke out. I was panting. The last time I had felt a rush like this was that day in the winter of 1975, just after I had cut the last kite, when I spotted Baba on our rooftop, clapping and beaming. I looked down at Sohrab. One corner of his mouth had curled up just so. A smile. Lopsided. Hardly there, but there. Behind us, kids were scampering, and a melee of screaming kite runners was chasing the loose kite drifting high above the trees. I blinked, and the smile was gone. But it had been there. I had seen it. "Do you want me to run that kite for you?" I asked. His Adam's apple rose and fell as he swallowed. The wind lifted his hair. I thought I saw him nod. "For you, 1,000 times over," I heard myself say. Then I turned and ran. It was only a smile, nothing more. It didn't make everything all right. It didn't make anything all right. Only a smile. A tiny thing. A leaf in the woods, shaking in the wake of a startled bird's flight. But I'll take it. With open arms. Because when spring comes, it melts the snow one flake at a time. And maybe I just witnessed the first flake melting. I ran. A grown man running with a swarm of screaming children. But I didn't care. I ran with the wind blowing in my face and a smile as wide as the valley of Panjshir on my lips. I ran.